It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rogersville High School. We've got Scissor Boys basketball action for you tonight, with Plain Scissors taking on the Logan Rogersville Wildcats. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. And our sponsors for the ball game tonight: Shelver Insurance and Direct in the West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Decker Plumbing of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Hurst Street and Farm Supply of West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, the Scissor Zone and Toyota, both of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tennis Squad, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Fair, and Bless Your Heart Boutique in West Plains and Alton. It is the Zizzers and the Wildcats from Rogersville. And we'll be back with more of your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show in 2 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
Say big on your Christmas shopping at Hurst Pete and Farm Supply in West Plains. Boots and shirts are 15% off. Belts, caps, and accessories, 20% off. Montana silversmiths, 30% off. And there's lots of in-store specials on jeans and more. See their Facebook page for all the savings at Hurst Pete and Farm Supply in West Plains. Proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Rogersville, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. And the Zithers coming in to the ball game tonight. 5-1 record on the season, 1-0 in Ozark Conference play. And the Zithers coming off that big impressive win Tuesday night over the Bolivar Liberators at the West Plains Civic Center. They're taking on the Logan Rogersville Wildcats. Rogersville comes in with a record of 1-2 on the year so far. Rogersville is a young ball club, and as Coach John Schaefer was telling me earlier tonight, he said he's still waiting for his crew to kind of gel together. So we'll have to see how much of that is true and how much was he just pulling my leg when I was talking to him. Anyway, for the Zithers tonight, Coach Shane Benson is going to start Bristol Wood, Owen Harris, Dagan Green, Taylor Harrison, and Connor Lair. Now for for the Rogersville Wildcats, they will be starting Caden Bennett, Max Goff, Cannon Gibson, Zach Berkman, and Kobe Fisher. That's who Coach John Schaefer will be starting for the Wildcats tonight. It's the Zizzers and the Rogersville Wildcats as we're getting ready for the introduction of our starting lineup tonight. Earlier in the JV contest, Rogersville won over West Plains 46-38. And it was a very physical ball game, folks. Just to give you an idea, in the second half of that ball game alone, over 20 fouls were called in the second half of that ball game alone. The freshman game is going on right now over in the auxiliary gym. And it was a two-point West Plains lead when I last checked on them a few minutes ago. The Thayer Bobcats played Lamar, the Lamar Tigers, and the Bobcats won that ball game by about 18 points. And now we've got the main attraction tonight, the Zizzers and the Wildcats. West Plains Zizzers being introduced right now. And like we said, for the Zizzers, Bristol Wood, Owen Harris, Dagan Green, Taylor Harrison, Connor Lair, starting five for the Zizzers, coached by Shane Benson, assisted by Blaine Armstrong and Mason Miller. For the Rogersville Wildcats, Caden Bennett, Max Goff, Cannon Gibson, Zach Berkman, and Kobe Fisher. That's who Coach Schaefer told me was going to be his starting five. We're getting ready to find out. Here comes Bennett. Here comes Goff. Gibson is next. Bergman. And last but not least is Kobe Fisher. And who the Zizzers will have to get a hand in the face and guard closely is Cannon Gibson for Rogersville. He can shoot the three, he can penetrate, and he's good at drawing fouls, too, so he can get to the free throw line. Rogersville is also a good free throw shooting ball club. All right, hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic West Plains pregame show. We're ready to go. Taylor Harrison's going to jump center for the Zizzers. And it's going to be Bergman, the jump center for Rogersville. So we are ready to go. And Harrison controls the tip. The Zizzers have it. Owen Harris out front gives it up to Green. Back to Harris up front. They'll set the offense. Green on the right side now. And it's knocked away by Gibson. He steals it. Coming the other way, Gibson at the free throw line. Now he'll back it back out. And Rogersville will set the offense. Gibson up top. Gives it to Goff now up top. The Zizzers in a man-to-man defense here. Bergman with the basketball. They'll go to Goff on the left wing. It'll be Fisher down in the corner to Bergman. Now it's, Gibson now on the right wing. Gibson looking. He'll spin, shot up, and no good. Rebound comes down to Green for the Zizzers. Harris will push it up the floor and gets it to Green on the right wing. Down to Wood. They'll go inside. Connor Lair, he's going to be fouled. And Connor's going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And that foul is going to go against Fisher. That's his first team foul. Connor Lair to shoot two for the Zizzers. And he makes the first one. And the Zizzers are up 1-0. Here comes the second free throw from Connor Lair. And it's good. Zizzers take a 2-0 lead. And Gibson will walk the ball up the floor for Rogersville. It's Bergman on the right wing. Dribbles, gives it up to Goff down the corner. Back up top to go to Bennett. And it's almost stolen by Green. Out of bounds, it'll be Rogersville basketball. Down at the end of the Zizzer bench. 6:46 to go first quarter. Zizzers up 2-0. it'll be Fisher with the basketball. Gives it to Gibson now. Gibson up top. He'll set the offense. Zither still in that man-to-man defense. Gibson gives it off to Goff now on the right wing. Goff up top. Gives it to Bergman on the right wing. Bergman kicks it back out to Gibson. Now it's up top. That'll be Fisher. Back to Gibson. Gibson top of the key now. Left side, he'll give it up to Goff. Goff down in the corner to Gibson on the left wing. Gibson trying to drive and puts the shot up, and it's good. And we're tied up at two. Owen Harris will bring it up the floor for the Zizzers. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Green with it now. And Rogersville double teaming basketball. Bristol Woods with it now up top to Harris. And Connor Laird stolen the pass to Laird, was stolen by Gibson. Gibson spins, and that's going to be a blocking foul on the Zizzers. And Coach Benson's already chewing on the official. So Gibson will go to the free throw line, count the basket. He'll shoot one. Foul is going to go. Well, missed the free throw. Foul's going to be on Dagan Green, his first. And Zizzers with the basketball. Rogersville leads it 4-2. Harrison down in the right corner. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball down on the baseline. Harris to throw it in. And he's looking. Finally, he'll go up top. That'll be Taylor Harrison on the left wing. Harrison comes up top. And now he gets it to Green. Back to Harrison on the left wing. Taylor looking. And lost the handle on it. And it's pretty physical already. Here's Gibson, and he's going to score again. Gibson's got all six of Rogersville points. They lead it 6-2. Connor Lair gives it up to Green. Green up top to Harris. Connor Lair, a little tip pass. Bristol Wood up. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to be against Fisher. That's his second. First free throw from Wood is no good. So Fisher's going to come out of the ball game, and Sutherland will check in for Rogersville. 4:58 to go, first quarter, and the Wildcats lead it 6-2, make it 6-3 as Bristol Wood hits the free throw. Gibson will walk it up the floor for the Wildcats. Across the timeline, left side, he'll give it up to Bennett now, up top. That is Sutherland into the ball game. Gibson on the left wing, and it's partially blocked by Harris. Rebound by Rogersville. Gibson's going to penetrate. Shot up, no good, but the tip-in right there by Bergman. And it's stolen by Gibson. Here comes the Wildcats the other way. Gibson, and now there's an offensive foul on Gibson as he plowed over Bristol Wood. First foul on Gibson, 13 foul on Rogersville. Hunter McCullough is going to check in. Owen Harris will have a seat for the Zizzers. And here comes Rogersville with some three-quarter court pressure now. McCullough with the basketball. He'll give it back to Wood. Back to McCullough. McCullough now gets it across the timeline to Green. Wood, there's Harrison now. Harrison fakes. He'll give it up. McCullough will shoot from the wing. It's good for three. Hunter McCullough's got the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Wildcat lead is 8-6 with 3:55 to go first quarter. Gibson with it. And Sutherland travel with the basketball. So turnover on the Wildcats. Tinsley will check in now. Connor Lair will have a seat for the Zizzers. And Bristol Wood will throw it into McCullough. McCullough will bring it up the floor, cross the timeline, set the offense now. McCullough goes to Wood at the free throw line. Green back to Harrison. McCullough now on the right wing. He'll dribble up top, gives it to Green. Now they'll go Harrison on the right wing. Taylor Harrison up top. Green down to McCullough in the corner. And they'll go to Wood in the paint. Kicks it back out. McCullough thought about another three, decided not to. Loose basketball picked up by Green. Back to McCullough now up top. Rogersville playing a zone defense right now, a 2-3 zone. Green up top. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Wildcats leading 8-6. Harrison gets it to Wood. Bristol Wood with it now. Goes back door to Green, and it's good. Taking Green on the reverse layup. We're all tied up at 8. Gibson across the timeline for the Wildcats. Going to give it up to Goff. Goff up top. He'll give it off now to Bergman. Bergman up top. Gives it back to Goff on the right wing. Goff will give it to Gibson up top. Now they go Bergman. He's going to drive down the lane and score easily. Bergman with his fourth point of the basket. Zizzers trail by 2 with 2:20 to go first quarter. McCullough gives it up to Green on the right wing. Green up top. Back to McCullough up top now. And now it's Harrison, and it's stolen away by Goff. Here comes Goff the other way, and he missed the layup. Rebound by Bennett. Bennett gets it back and gives it to Sutherland, who scores on the putback, and the Zizzers want a timeout. 12-8. Wildcats with the lead back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Wildcats have a 12-8 lead. Minute 54 to go first quarter. Zizzers with the basketball. McCullough will bring it across the timeline. And he'll go to the left side now. McCullough almost traveled. Gets it to Harrison on the left wing. Gets it inside to Green. Underneath is Tinsley. Tinsley's going to get fouled. See who they call that one on. I think it may be Sutherland. We'll have to wait and see here. Yes, it is. Sutherland, his first. That'll be the 14th foul on Rogersville. And Sean Tinsley will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And he makes the first one. Tinsley's got his first point of the ball game. Now Bennett's going to come out. And coming in will be Blevins. And Harrison will come out. Connor Lair comes into the ball game for the Zizzers. And Tinsley will shoot his second free throw here. And it's no good. And rebound comes down to the Wildcats. Gibson brings it up. Gibson on the right wing, looking to drive, gets cut off. He'll give it back now to Bergman. He'll kick it out. And the three is good by Gall. And the Wildcats have a 15-9 lead with a minute 14 to go first quarter. McCullough across the timeline. He'll come to the left side. Connor Lair with the basketball. And Lair has it stripped. And he gets it right back. Green up the floor to McCullough. Hunter McCullough. He'll kick it out. Green now going to fire the three from the wing. It's good. Dakin Green hits the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Zizzers trail by 3 with 41 seconds to go first quarter. Goff with the basketball. Gibson on the left wing. Gibson. And now we're going to have a hand check foul on Hunter McCullough. That'll be his first, second team foul on the Zizzers. And it will be Rogersville ball under the basket. Goff will throw it in and sends it up. And looked like a travel right there by Berkman, no call. Gives it back to Goff. Goff at the top of the key. Gibson on the left wing, 22 seconds to go. Gibson with the basketball up top now. Down to 16 seconds. Goff with it up top now. Gives it back to Gibson on the left wing. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Gibson goes underneath for the easy basket. Berkman was left all alone. And from half court, it's no good. At the end of one, it's 17-12. The Wildcats lead the West Plains Zizzers. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. We start the second quarter of play, and Rogersville will get the basketball. They lead it 17-12 over the West Plains Zizzers, and Goff will bring it up. Gibson on the left wing for the Wildcats. Gibson goes back now to Berkman. Berkman inside, and we got a blocking foul on the Zizzers. And that one's going to be called on Tinsley. That'll be Tinsley's first, third team foul. And Rogersville will throw it in under the basket. Goff gives it to Gibson, down in the left corner. Gibson to the left wing now. Gibson looking, wants to drive in the lane, and it's going to be blocked, and Connor Lair is going to get called for the foul. And we've got a three-man officiating crew here, folks, and one official's not letting anybody else make any calls. He's calling everything on the floor. Gibson to the free throw line to shoot two, makes the first one. Gibson's got seven in the ball game. It's a six-point lead. And here comes the second free throw. It's no good. Connor Lair with the rebound. Gives it to Owen Harris back in the ball game. Harris will bring it up. Across the timeline. And Harris with it. And finally gets it to Lair. Bristol Wood underneath. He's going to score, and he's fouled. Bristol Wood with the basket. And let's see who they call that foul on. Bristol Wood's going to go to the free throw line to shoot one. And they still haven't put the foul up. Wood misses the free throw. It's out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer ball underneath. Finally, they put up Goff as the person that made the foul. So Harris will inbound under the basket for the Zizzers. Gives it to Lair. Lair's going to get fouled again. Connor Lair going to the free throw line to shoot two. And this one's going to be on Sutherland. That'll be his second. That's a 16 foul on Rogersville. So one more, and the Zizzers can shoot free throws the rest of the half. Connor Lair shooting two, and the first one will not fall. So second free throw coming up for Connor Lair. And it is no good. Harrison with the rebound for the Zizzers. Gives it to Harris. Green with it now. Bristol Wood with the basketball. Green up top. Green gives it back to Owen Harris, and it's going to be a backcourt violation as Harris had it go through his hands and into the backcourt. Rogersville will take over. 7:01 to go in the first half. Rogersville leads it by 4. And Golf up top for the Wildcats. And he'll get it to Gibson over on the left wing now. Gibson looking to drive. Gets cut off. Now he's going to drive again. Makes it, but he missed the shot. And Connor Lair will bring it up the floor. And it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Zizzer basketball underneath. So Owen Harris will throw it in under the Zizzer basket. And Harris looking. Got to get it to somebody. Gets it to Harrison. He'll fake. Put the shot up. No good. Bristol Wood. And he's going to be fouled and scores again. Count the basket. And that foul, I believe, is going to go against Blevins into the ball game. It is. That's his first. And Wood shooting the free throw. Trying for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he missed it. 18-16, Wildcats lead the Zizzers, 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Blevins up top to Gibson now. Gibson with it, gives it to Golf. Golf up top. The Zizzers in a 2-3 zone defense. Golf gives it back to Gibson now. Golf on the left wing, down on the baseline. Shot is up, no good. Connor Lair with the rebound for the Zizzers. Up ahead to Green. Green with the basketball on the wing. And Green underneath Bristol Woods. Woods going to kick it back out to Harris. Harris kicks it over. Harrison fires a three. It's no good. And Gibson with the rebound for Rogersville. Gibson brings it up the floor. Top of the key, Gibson. He'll come, and we've got a timeout by Rogersville. 5:34 to go first half, and the Wildcats lead at 18-16. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. 5:34 to go in the second quarter. And the Rogersville Wildcats lead the West Plains Zizzers 18-16. Rogersville with the basketball. And we're back in action. Golf with it up top. Now the Zizzers have come out in a man-to-man defense. Sutherland gives it up to Bergman up top. Bergman. Now Goff will go get it up top. And Gibson on the left wing. And there's an offensive foul on Gibson as he just lowered his shoulder and knocked Owen Harris to the floor. That's the second foul on Gibson. And that is now the 18th foul. So the Zizzers get to shoot free throws for the rest of the half, which is 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Harris up top. He'll come to the left side. Green with the basketball. Dagan Green back to Harris. Up top, Dagan Green. He'll shoot the three. Top of the key. It is no good. And now they're going to say it hit the top of the backboard. So it will be Rogersville basketball. It'll be Goff bringing it up across the timeline. Gives it to Gibson up top. Gibson left wing down into the corner. Long three is no good. Lair with the rebound. And it's stolen by Goff. Goff's going to put the shot up. It is no good. And Connor Lair is going to pick up the foul on the rebound. That'll be Connor's second foul. And that will be the 15th foul off the Scissors. So Tinsley will come in, and Connor Lair is going to have a seat. Basically, that was a frustration foul right there from Connor Lair. Goff to throw it in under the basket. Gibson to Berkman on the left wing. Berkman coming down the lane and scores easy. It's a four-point lead for Rogersville. Owen Harris with the basketball for the Zizzers. Up top to Harrison. Back to Harris. Back to Harrison. Back to Harris. Now they go down the left corner to Tinsley. Harrison's turnaround jumper in the lane is good. Taylor Harrison's got his first point of the ball game. It's a two-point Rogersville lead. Gibson brings it up. Just under 4 minutes to go first half. Goff with it now, out close to half court, and he'll give it up. Gibson's going to fire from the wing for three, no good, and Green with a rebound for the Zizzers. Owen Harris will bring it up the floor, gives it back to Green. Down in the corner is Harrison on the baseline. Harrison pulls up for the shot. It is no good. Rebound comes down. Gibson coming up the floor for Rogersville. Blevins back to Gibson. Now Goff down into the corner. It'll be Sutherland with it. Now Berkman. Berkman missed the shot. Bristol Wood had it. Berkman gets it back and puts it in. Berkman's got 10 in the ball game. It's a four-point lead for Rogersville. 3:10 to go first half. Harris with the basketball. Owen Harris. Taylor Harrison now on the right wing. And Harrison almost lost it. Harris over on the left wing. Back to Harrison up top. Now it's Green with the basketball on the right wing. Up top to Owen Harris behind the back. Underneath, Tinsley fakes and scores. Sean Tinsley with three in the ball game. Scissors trail by two. 2.5 minutes to go first half. Gibson with it. Out top. Sets the offense. Now the Zizzers are back in a 2-3 zone now. So they switch it up every once in a while. Gibson goes to Berkman. Berkman just walked with the ball. They can call it. Gibson at the free throw line in the corner for three. It's good. That's going to be Sutherland hitting the three over in the corner. And it is a 5-point lead for Rogersville. Zizzers with it. Green on the left wing. Up top to Harris. Minute 50 to go in the first half. Harris on the right side. Up top. Gives it back to Harrison now up top. Taylor Harrison. Owen Harris on the right wing. Green out of the right corner. That one's no good. And a rebound comes down to Rogersville. Up the floor comes Gibson with the basketball. Down into the left corner. Back to Gibson on the left wing. Gibson will dribble up top. Gives it to Goff. They'll give it back to Berkman now on the wing. Now Goff with it on the right wing. And Gibson with it up top. Blevins with it. Gibson up top. Minute 10 to go in the half. Zizzers trailing by 5. Down on the baseline, Blevins and the pull-up jumper is good. Tinsley with the rebound. And he'll give it to Harris. Owen Harris will bring it up the floor. Harrison on the left wing. Gives it to Green now on the left wing. Taking Green up top. Gives it to Owen Harris. 45 seconds to go in the half. Harris with it up top. Green now up top. Down in the corner is Harrison. Taylor Harrison in the lane. Tried to feed it to Bristol Wood under the basket. And it goes out of bounds. Wood was getting ready for the rebound. So Wood will come out. Connor Lair comes back in. Rogersville will get the basketball. 33 seconds to go and a half. The Zizzers trailing by 5. 26 seconds. Gibson up top. And Rogersville will play for the last shot unless they get an absolute wide open look. Gibson up top. Left wing. Back to Gibson up top. down to 8 seconds. Gibson with the basketball. He's going to drive, gets it underneath, shot up, no good. And Zizzers with the rebound. Harrison from three-quarter court, no good. At the half, it is Rogersville 25, West Plains Zizzers 20. Take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds with your Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. It's 25-20. Rogersville with a 5-point lead over the West Plains Zizzers here at the half. It is the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. For the Zizzers, 5 points for Bristol Wood in the first half, 5 for Dagan Green, 2 points for Taylor Harrison, 2 for Connor Lair, 3 for Hunter McCullough, and 3 points for Tinsley. Nobody's in foul trouble for the Zizzers. For Rogersville, 10 points by Bergman. Gibson has 7, 3 for Goff, and 5 points for Sutherland, and nobody's in foul trouble for Rogersville in the ball game. Rogersville led it 17-12 at the end of one. Zizzers got as close as 2 in the second quarter a couple of times, but right now at the half, Rogersville leads it 25-20. Zizzers need to tighten up the defense a little bit. Rogersville's been getting some easy looks on the inside, so Zizzers going to have to tighten up that that defense just a little bit better, and they're going to have to take advantage of some shots that they're getting, some open looks at the basket. 25-20, it's the Rogersville Wildcats with the lead. We'll be back with more. It's your Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzers. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
Save big on your Christmas shopping at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Four-post boot and glove dryers, just $29.99. Boot scrubbers, $6.99. And lots of Black Friday in-store specials that you just have to see. And don't forget the Hirsch gift cards. Check out Hirschfeed and Farm Supply and West Plains' Facebook page for all the savings. Proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville High School. It is the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. Rogersville leads the Scissors 25-20 here at the half. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. The Scissors Zone in Toyota of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains is there. Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains. J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains is there. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains. Negri Plumbing of West Plains. Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains. Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove is there. And Shelter Insurance and Direction of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alton. Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. 25-20 is your score here at the half. Rogersville with the lead. Earlier in the JV contest, Rogersville won that one 46-38. And I just found out here at halftime that I believe the freshman Zizzers defeated Rogersville in a close ball game. So this will be the rubber game of the matches tonight. See if the Zizzers can come out of Rogersville with a hard-fought victory here. And trust me, if you win here at Rogersville, it's a hard-fought victory, let me tell you. All right. Hope you enjoyed the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show as we get ready to start the second half. And I'm not sure I can't see the arrow down at the scores table, so I don't know who's going to get the basketball. I believe West Plains will get it to start the third quarter. We'll find out in just a little bit. Tomorrow, the West Plains Lady Zizzers will be hosting the Mountain Home Lady Bombers at the West Plains Civic Center. No freshman game tomorrow, so the JV game will start at 11, and the varsity game will start around 12:15. And then the Zizzer boys are scheduled to go to Marshfield on Monday night with the freshman game at 5 o'clock, JV and varsity to follow. And then both teams will take a break until after Christmas when they will take part in the blue and gold, pink and white holiday tournaments in Springfield. All right. Zizzers have their starting lineup back on the floor. Zizzers will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Owen Harris with it. Taylor Harrison gives it to Lair at the free throw line. And its pass is going to be picked off by Goff, and Gibson's going to bring it up the floor. Gibson across the timeline. And Berkman's going to drive, puts it off the glass, no good. Bristol Wood with the rebound for the Zizzers. Owen Harris will bring it up the floor. Harris with it now, setting the offense. Zizzers with a lot of motion right now. Green back to Harris on the right wing. Up top to Green. Harris on the right wing. Green up top. Back to Harris. They'll go Lair. Harrison now. Bristol Wood on the inside. Gives it to Connor Lair. And there's a blocking foul. And that one is going to go against Fisher. And that'll be his third in the ball game. So he's going to be coming out, and Sutherland will come in, and Connor Lair is going to free throw line to shoot two free throws for the Zizzers. Connor hits the first one. Lair now has 3 points in the ball game, and the Rogersville lead is four. Second free throw coming up, and it's good. Zizzers trail by three with 7:09 to go here in the third quarter. Just underway. Gibson with the basketball for the Wildcats. He's up top, comes to the left wing now. He's going to try to drive down to the block. Now he'll kick it back out. Bennett, Gibson with it. Down the left side. They'll go down on the baseline now to Bergman. Bergman going to dribble out. He's going to bring it all the way up top. Now they come back to Bennett on the left wing. Bennett at the free throw line. And Goff is going to shoot from the wing. No good, but the rebound by Gibson. And Gibson now with 9 points in the ball game. You got to put a body on Gibson or he'll find that basketball. Owen Harris with it now for the Zizzers. Up top, gives it to Green. And now Rogersville trying to trap now. They'll get it to Harris. Harris over to Connor Lair on the right wing. Harrison on the baseline. Turnaround jumper is good. Taylor Harrison. Harrison's got four. Zizzers trail by three again. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Gibson up top for the Wildcats. Now he's going to go to the right. And Berkman with the basketball. Up top to Goff. Goff back over to Gibson on the right wing. Goff now on the left wing. Goff backs it out a little bit. Now they'll give it up to Gibson on the left wing. Gibson trying to drive, pushes on Harris, and just carried the basketball. Hunter McCullough is going to come in. Owen Harris is going to come out for the Zizzers. Zizzers trailing by three, 27-24, with 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. McCullough across the timeline. Hunter McCullough now. He'll give it to Green. Back to McCullough. McCullough on the right side. He'll dribble up top. Gives it to Green now on the left wing. Green will take it up top. Taylor Harrison down the baseline is Connor Lair. Inside to Wood. They go out to McCullough. Green in the corner. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Bergman. Bergman with the basketball. Bergman goes all the way down the floor, runs over Hunter McCullough with no call. And Gibson steals the basketball, going the other way, and scores on the layup. Here comes Green the other way. Gives it to McCullough. McCullough with the basketball up top. He comes down the lane, and it's stolen by Gibson again. Gibson coming up the floor. Gibson at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is no good. And Connor Lair. Lair gets hit by Goff, and still no call. Man. Hunter McCullough with the basketball. McCullough up top, 4:10 to go third quarter, 29-24. Scissors trailing. Harrison from the wing hits the three. Taylor Harrison hits the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Scissors trail by two, 29-27, 4 minutes to go third quarter. And we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Rogersville. Scissors trailing by two, 29-27, 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Rogersville will get the basketball. And it'll be Gibson bringing it up the floor. Across the timeline. Now it's Goff on the left wing. Up top now to Sutherland into the ball game. And Blevins almost lost it. Gibson picks up the loose ball. Bergman with it now. Up top to Blevins. Sutherland now. Up top to Gibson. Gibson. Now he'll go to Sutherland, who'll shoot the three. It's no good. And it's going to be saved inbounds to Sutherland. Now Gibson will shoot the three from the wing. It's in and out, no good. Taylor Harrison has the basketball, and we've got a foul. No, they're going to call jump ball. And the West Plains fans can't believe this one. Neither can Coach Benson. Goff will throw it in under the basket. Gibson will shoot again from the wing. It's no good. Connor Lair had it. Berkman comes away with the basketball. Sutherland's going to shoot the three from the wing, and he hits the three. Shoot, you give him enough shots at it. They're going to make it. Now Connor Lair gives it to Harrison. Harrison trying to drive. Shot up, it's good, and he's fouled. Taylor Harrison going to the free throw line to shoot the free throw. And this may be on Sutherland. If it is, that'll be three on him. I'm looking. Actually, there's not a... Yep, okay, Sutherland. They're a little late, but that's three on Sutherland. McCullough's going to come out. And Owen Harris back in the ballgame. Taylor Harrison to shoot one, and he makes it. Harrison hits the free throw. Zizzers trail by two with 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Rogersville with the basketball. Goff with it, up top to Gibson. Gibson coming to the left side, down in the corner is Blevins driving the baseline, missed the shot, and Sean Tinsley into the ball game with the rebound. Lair up the floor to Green. Green now pulls it out. They'll go to Tinsley. Now it's Harrison, top of the key, and his shot is no good. And Rogersville with the rebound, Gibson. Brings it up the floor. 2:10 to go third quarter. Scissors trailing by two. Goff gives it back to Gibson on the right wing. And now it's Bergman at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Sutherland's going to shoot another one. It's no good. And this time, Harrison throws it right off the knee of Blevins. And so now, Blevins is going to come out. Coming into the ball game will be Bryant for Rogersville. Zizzers have the basketball. Owen Harris across the timeline. Minute 45 to go, third quarter. And it's stolen by Gibson going the other way for the layup. It's good. Gibson's got 13 in the ball game, folks. It's a four-point Rogersville lead. Harrison across the timeline. Gives it up to Green. Green on the right wing. He'll give it to Harrison now. Harrison, a lot of contact out there, and they're not calling it. Connor Lair underneath, and now they're calling offensive foul on Connor Lair. And, folks, I'm sorry, but that was not an offensive foul. Lair's going to have to sit down, and Coach Benson's going to, he is chewing on an official right now, and he's got every right to. That one was not a good call. Anytime these two teams get together, especially here in Rogersville, it is a knockdown dragout, folks. And it's pretty much, when they say home court advantage, they mean home court advantage. Sutherland with the basketball. Goff, Gibson on the left wing. Down to the baseline. He'll go all the way over to Sutherland on the baseline. Jumper is good by Sutherland. He's got 10 in the ball game. It's a six-point lead. Green down to Bristol Wood. Back to Dagan Green now on the right wing. Green at the free throw line. Gives it to Harrison. Harrison up top. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. There's a hand check foul on Bryant. His first. And that'll be the third team foul on Rogersville. All of this contact out here, folks, and four fouls have been called here in the third quarter. Only four. By rights, there should be 10 each way. That's how much contact has been in this ball game. Green with it. And they're going to give it to Rogersville. As they're going to say, it's off of Green, out of bounds on the side. So Rogersville will get the basketball. 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzers trailing by six. Gibson across the timeline. Up top, gives it to Bryant now on the right wing. 13 seconds. Bryant comes up top with it. Now he's going to give it to Sutherland on the baseline. Up top, Gibson's going to shoot the three. It's no good. And Green with the rebound. And at the end of three, it's 36-30, folks. And I'm not even going to tell you what just happened on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Zizzers will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Rogersville leads it 36-30. And hang on, folks. Hang on to your seat because this one is going to get wild, I guarantee it. Connor Lair with the basketball up top. Connor at the free throw line, kicks it over. Harrison from the wing. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Goff, and here comes Gibson up the floor with Rogersville. Sutherland down in the corner. Back to Gibson. Gibson up top. Gibson gives it to Bergman. Bergman coming down the lane, kicks it out. Sutherland on a pull-up jumper on the baseline is no good, and Harrison with the rebound for the Zizzers. Taylor Harrison will bring it up the floor. Harrison gives it to Connor Lair. Back to Harrison at the free throw line. Harrison ducks underneath, shot no good, gets a rebound, and he's going to get fouled. I wondered if they were going to call it. You can't shoot the ball when you got a player hanging off your arm. That's just a little bit impossible, folks. Goff's going to get the foul. That'll be his second. That's the fourth team foul. The Zizzers will get the ball under the basket. Harris to throw it in. Better hurry. Now he gets it over to Connor Lair on the baseline. Jumper is up. It is no good. Rebound by Goff. And Gibson's going to walk it up the floor as Rogersville leads it 36-30 with 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Gibson up top. He'll dribble. Kicks it out. Goff fires a three. It's no good. And Tinsley with the rebound. And you've got to be kidding me. Tinsley was in a bear hug down there by Rogersville, and they called a jump ball. No foul, and I mean Benson is letting them hear it. And Harrison now. And now what is going on? They said it was West Plains ball. Now they're changing it. Now they're changing it to Rogersville ball underneath. And Benson is still chewing on the official about the call for the jump ball when it should have been a foul. Gibson with the basketball. Up top, Gibson trying to drive. Now he'll pull up, shoot from the top of the key, and hits the three. It's now a 9-point lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers playing some 5-on-8 here in Rogersville tonight. Harris with the basketball. Gives it to Bristol Wood. He'll shoot the three. It's good. Bristol Wood hits the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Zizzers won a timeout. 39-33, 6:14 to go. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 the trend.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Rogersville has the basketball. 6 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Zizzers trailing by six. Gibson up top gives it to Bennett now in the ball game. Zizzers playing man-to-man defense. Gibson with it again on the right wing. Gibson down the lane and scores on the drive. He got the ball to roll in the basket. Zizzers trailing by eight now. 5:40 to go in the ball game. Harris gives it to Lair up top. Connor Lair kicks it over to Owen Harris. Wood down on the baseline, comes up to the right wing. Harris up top again. Owen Harris back to Connor Lair up top. Over to Harrison. Harrison on the right wing. And it's Owen Harris with it, and Gibson knocks it away, and Gibson's going to score on the layup again. West Plains wants a timeout. 5:08 to go in the ball game. It's now a 10-point Rogersville lead. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzer. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone, Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Zizzers with the basketball. They trail by 10 with 5 minutes to go. Wood inside, and he's going to get fouled. Bristol Wood will. And let's see who they call this one on. It may be Sutherland. If so, that's four on Sutherland. So now, Fisher comes back in. Sutherland will go out. Fisher's got four fouls. No, Fisher's got three fouls. Zizzers will inbound underneath the basket. Harrison with the basketball. Harrison will fake, puts the shot up. He's going to get fouled. And let's see who they call the foul on this time. For Rogersville, that's going to be Fisher's fourth. And Taylor Harrison to the free throw line to shoot two. Harrison makes the first one. Taylor Harrison now with 11 points in the ball game, and it's a 9-point Rogersville lead. Second free throw for Harrison. It is good. Zizzers trailing by 8, 4:50 to go in the ball game. Gibson walks it up across the timeline. Gives it up to Goff. Down the corner is Blevins, up to Gibson. And now Rogersville is spreading it out to the old four-corner drill. And Goff misses the jumper out of the corner. Zizzers with the rebound. Dagan Green gives it up to Hunter McCullough. They'll set the offense now, the Zizzers will. Harrison with it. Connor Lair back to Hunter McCullough. McCullough to Lair in the lane. Jumper is good. Connor Lair, he's got six in the ball game. Zizzers trail by six. 4:08 to go in the ball game. Gibson across the timeline. It'll be Bennett back out to Gibson. Left side, that's Bergman. Back up top to Gibson. Gibson back over to Goff now. Back to Gibson up top. Now they go all alone underneath. And missed the shot under there was Bennett. And Taylor Harrison on the rebound. And Bennett's going to get called for the foul, his first. And that is the seventh team foul. So the Zizzers can shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. The Zizzers only have one team foul in the second half. So Taylor Harrison will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1 for the Zizzers. And he missed the first one. And Bennett throws it off the head of Goff, and it goes out of bounds. Goff was looking down the court. Bennett threw it. It just went right off the back to Goff's head, right into the Zizzer bench. Zizzers will get the basketball. McCullough with it. Hunter McCullough. And Rogersville's back to a man-to-man trapping defense, and the Zizzers have to call timeout. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. 3:34 to go in the ball game. And Rogersville leads at 43-37. Zizzers will have the basketball. They inbound from the side. Watch for Rogersville to trap the basketball. Connor Lair. Cross court to Owen Harris. Down in the corner is Harrison on the left side. Harrison in the lane. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper. It's good. Taylor Harrison, and the Zizzers trail by four with 3:15 to go in the ball game. Gibson will bring it up across the timeline. Gibson with it. Gibson trying to drive, kicks it back out to Blevins. Blevins is going to drive, and he missed the shot. Bristol Wood with the rebound. He gives it up to Harrison. Here come the Zizzers the other way. Taylor Harrison with it. Harrison's going to go for the basket. It's no good, but he's going to be fouled. Taylor Harrison's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Goff, that's his third foul. So Taylor Harrison will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. 2:51 to go in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by four now. Harrison gets the first free throw. And the Zizzers trail by three. Sutherland comes in and Blevins will come out for Rogersville. Harrison's second free throw is good. And the Zizzers have fought their way back. They trail by two with 2:49 to go in the ball game. Gibson walks it across the timeline. Gives it up to Bennett on the left wing. Back up top to Gibson. And now it's Berkman on the left wing. Berkman kicks it out. Down into the corner, Sutherland now on the right side. Sutherland brings it up top. Gives it to Goff now. Goff up top. And now almost stolen by Connor Lair. Sutherland drives to the basket. It's no good, but going to be a foul on the Zizzers. Sutherland's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul, they haven't put it up yet. There they go. Bristol Wood, that's his first, only the second team foul. Sutherland shooting two for Rogersville. And he makes the first one. Sutherland's got 11 points in the ball game, and it's back to a three-point lead for Rogersville. Second free throw by Sutherland is good. Rogersville is a good free throw shooting ball club. Harrison with it. Taylor Harrison gives it back to Owen Harris. Harris with the basketball. Back to Harrison. Harrison gives it to Connor Lair. And now we're going to have a foul on Taylor Harrison. And Harrison just picked up his first. Now Gibson with the basketball. 2 minutes to go. Zizzers trailing by four. Rogersville with the basketball. Bennett up top. And he'll give it up to Sutherland. Gibson on the right wing. They'll go back to Sutherland up top. Back to Gibson. Gibson over on the right side. Rogersville just trying to run some clock right now. Minute 35 to go in the ball game. Gibson up top with the basketball. He's trying to drive at the free throw line. Backs it out. They'll give it up to Sutherland now. Zizzers with a man-to-man defense right now. And Sutherland lost it off his foot out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball at half court. Minute 22 to go in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by four. Harris will bring it up. Across the timeline. Owen Harris gives it to Hunter McCullough. McCullough now back to Harris. Minute 10 to go. Connor Lair. Taylor Harrison underneath. Gets under the basket. Now he goes up and scores. Taylor Harrison. Zizzers trail by two. 55 seconds to go in the ball game. Gibson with the basketball up top. Gibson, and now they're going to call a foul. Foul on Owen Harris. That'll be his first. Should have been a double foul because Gibson pushed Harris down to the ground after Harris fouled him. Gibson with it. 45 seconds to go. Zizzer's trailing by two and on defense. Gibson, it's going to be Harris. That's his second foul. And that's the fifth team foul now on the Zizzers with 40 seconds to go in the ball game. And Gibson with the basketball. They want Gibson to have the ball in his hands. And he's a good free throw shooter. Gibson across the timeline. Gibson at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Sutherland. Back to Gibson. 27 seconds. Zizzers trailing by two. Gibson, there's a foul on Harris. That'll be the third foul on Owen Harris. And now Rogersville will throw it in under the basket with 23 seconds to go. And the Zizzers want another timeout. 45-43. Rogersville with the lead. 23 seconds to go, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy where they are focused on your health.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Rogersville leads it 45-43. Rogersville will have the basketball underneath their own basket. If the Zizzers can't steal, look for them to foul and put Rogersville at the free throw line. Here we go. Rogersville to throw it in under the basket. And Goff will do the honors. And he'll go up top to Sutherland. Sutherland up top to Gibson now. And now they're going to double-team Gibson. And they're going to tie him up. Nope, they're going to say Rogersville called timeout. Now they're going to talk about it and see. I guarantee you they're going to give Rogersville the timeout. Zizzer's already had him tied up. It should be jump ball. It should be a jump ball. They were tied up over there before Rogersville's coach hollered timeout. Let's see what happens here. They're talking about it. Here comes the ruling. And they're going to give them the timeout. I guess. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea what the officials are doing right now. But both teams are taking a timeout. And I can tell you right now, folks, Coach Benson, he is so mad at this one official here. He's been mad at him all night long because, honestly, folks, he's not done that good of a job. But Rogersville's going to get the ball at half court. You could fry an egg off of Coach Shane Benson right now. Gibson's going to throw it in. 15 seconds to go. So all of a sudden we've got time came off the clock all of a sudden. And now Connor Lair picks up the foul. That'll be Connor's fourth, and Gibson's going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1 with 9 seconds to go in the ball game. Somehow on that tie-up over there, we went from 22 seconds to 15 seconds on the clock during a timeout. Gibson hits the free throw, and now it's a three-point lead, and somebody's going to have to explain that to me. How in the world can you have 7 seconds go off the clock? Gibson hits the free throw. Here come the Zizzers. Connor Lair will fire the three. It is no good. And jump ball called with 1 second on the clock, and Rogersville is going to win this ball game, folks. And Hunter McCullough, Harrison's going to fire the three. It's no good. And Rogersville's going to win it 47-43 over the West Plains Scissors. And Coach Benson is still chewing on that official down there, even with the game over. And the other coaches are telling him, just go to the locker room. He's got every right to be, folks. That, oh, man. We'll come back with your Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Zither Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored,
out of a
in
ball
games
game.
Won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
For over 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. And Rogersville wins it 47-43 in a wild one like they always are right here in Rogersville. Scoring for the Zizzers in the ballgame tonight. Taylor Harrison led the way with 18 points, 8 points for Bristol Wood, 5 points for Dagan Green, 6 points for Connor Lair, 3 points for Hunter McCullough, and 3 points for Sean Tinsley. For Rogersville, they were led by Gibson with 22, Sutherland had 12, 10 points for Bergman, Golf had 3, and at the end of one, 17-12, Rogersville with the lead. At the half, it was 25-20. Rogersville with the lead.
Here is the latest news from around.
36-30 was your score at the end of the third quarter. Rogersville led it. Zizzers got as close as 1 point in the fourth quarter, 2 points a couple of times, but Rogersville kept finding a way to score, and Zizzers go down 47-43. To the Rogersville Wildcats. Zizzers now 5-2 on the season. Rogersville goes to 2-2 on the season. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics for West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville, the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains postgame show. Rogersville beats the West Plains Scissor Boys 47-43. Your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and West Plains player of the game tonight, Taylor Harrison. Taylor with 18 points, 16 of them coming in the second half. But just not enough, as Rogersville wins at 47-43. So Taylor Harrison is going to be our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and West Plains player of the game. Lady Zizzers will play Mountain Home tomorrow at the West Plains Civic Center. The JV game will be at 11 o'clock, and the varsity game will start about 12:15. And then on Monday night, the Zizzers will travel to Marshfield, take on the Blue Jays. The freshman game will start at 5 o'clock with the JV and varsity to follow. All right, I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight, Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Hard the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Zizzer Zone and Toyota of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, and Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alton. Zizzers lose 47-43, and that's going to wrap it up from Rogersville. We hope that you've enjoyed Zizzer basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.